Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry.
Karen Blennerhassett, principal of the school here in Castle Gregory. Tell me a little bit about this school, Karen, because I know it's a very special school.
So our school dates back really to the 1960s, and it all began when Sheila and Aidan McCahy got married in 1950, and they moved to Africa, where they spent 10 years teaching the local children. They started a school and they worked as missionaries. They moved back home in 1960 to Clahan, where they realised quite quickly that there was a need for something similar in the area. I guess Clahan is a remote area, and at that time, transport for education was quite expensive. The infrastructure just wasn't there, and a lot of the children were not able to access school at the time. So they actually opened up their home. They invited the children and they educated them in their own house.
And I've talked to Sheila over the years. She was wonderful at doing Thought for the Day for us many, many, many times. And it was really like a life's vocation for them as a couple.
Absolutely. And I often think of them and I think of Aristotle. And he said, educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. I think Sheila McCahy and Aidan McCahy personify that so well, because if they hadn't put their heart and soul into education and into the area, we wouldn't be sitting here today and we wouldn't have this fabulous school that we have. And we really try to nurture that culture in Manskill, New and Latruic every day. It's in the little things, really. In the morning, I make sure I'm here to welcome each of the 3-4 buses that arrive to school and say good morning to each of the students when they arrive in. I think to be a friendly face when they come into the building is very important. We have a French exchange student program happening, and they're here in the building at the moment, and they told me there's 2,000 students in their school in France. We have 159 students in our school, and like I said to them today, I know who's in the building, who's not in the building. I know who went to bed early last night. I know who didn't go to bed early last night, just from seeing them come in the building in the morning. That's very important.
It's absolutely lovely, and there is a lovely atmosphere in the school.
It's very homely. It's very welcoming. It's very warm.
So are you from the area, Karen, or how did you end up here as principal?
So I'm from Camp. Just 10 minutes from Castle Gregory, and I trained as an English teacher, and I started teaching in Tralee for 2 years, and then an opportunity arose to teach here in Castle Gregory, and I took the job, and 15 years later here I am. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I remember the first year I was here, I was covering maternity leave, and when that finished I left, and I was driving home and I actually started crying because I was so sad to think I was leaving.
And your principal since Christmas, just the new year. That's more responsibility. How is that sitting with you?
I guess having been in the school for 15 years, I have a great network built up with our staff and our colleagues. And I'm very, very lucky that I've had their support from the get-go, and they have been really good to me. The students know me very well as well, and it's not uncommon for them to call to the office and ask me how I'm getting on. So I've had great support from the staff, the students and the wider community. Of course, it's a huge step up, but it's an absolute privilege and it's an honour to take the reins. Aidan did a great job and I try to emulate his leadership style. I learned a lot from him. The students were a little bit anxious as to what would happen with a new principal in the job. And for me, the number one was that everybody would feel there was a smooth transition. So no major changes, no big changes. But of course, I'm observing and I'm reflecting every day. And I'm thinking about, you know, what would enhance the school? What can we improve on even further? Our mission statement is the holistic development of the student in a respectful, kind and caring manner. I actually gave an assembly this morning to the 5th and 6th years, and I talked about kindness, care, cooperation, and the importance of looking out for our younger students, and that they're the role models for these students.
Karen, this is a very special place, area-wise.
Yes, West Kerry, Castle Gregory, Camp, Clahan, it is very, very special. I've been very fortunate in my time to travel the world and see many places as a teacher. And I have to say, it sounds so cliched, but when I come back, I just am so appreciative of where I was lucky enough to grow up. It's just such a gorgeous place. I think it feeds into the school as well. We have lots of students who are involved in environmental projects and sustainability projects. We had 2 national winners last year for the Eco-UNESCO Young Environmentalist Awards competition, where we had a group working on marine conservation and we had another group working on community development, where they planted 3,000 native Irish trees in the school, and they're currently building a pond for wildlife. Another group wrote a book, a children's book, on sustainability, and they carried out many beach cleans throughout the year. So I guess it inspires our students to do good, to be caretakers of the environment. And you're coming from a rural background. The children here, the students here, the young people here, they are just very respectful of each other, of us, and of the environment around them. And I think that comes from the area, but it also comes from the culture of the school that we nurture in them.
Karen Blenner-Hassett, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you, Mary, for having me.
This is Youth Week. Our focus is teens and young adults. It's a time to acknowledge young people in our parishes. It's a time to include them in a liturgy. It's time to try something new. And we've tried something new. Next Friday night, 7 o'clock, we have Youth Doc TV. Christina Scanlon has interviewed face-to-face a number of young people. That will be streamed Friday night next, 7 o'clock, on Facebook, Instagram, and on our YouTube channel. Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan, this morning on Horizons. Thanks to the production team, in particular, Gráinne Quirk. Just a thought, this Youth Week in the Diocese is from students of Castle Gregory Secondary School. Mass follows directly till this time, next Sunday morning. Have a very good week.
Thank you.